ऑस्ट्रेलिया भारत द्वारा आयोजित मालाबार नौसैन्य अभ्यास का हिस्सा होगा। एक दिन पहले ही भारत सरकार ने इसका ऐलान किया है, यानी इस साल मालाबार नौसैन्य अभ्यास में भारत के अलावा अमेरिका, जापान और ऑस्ट्रेलिया की सेनाएं हिस्सा लेंगी। भू राजनीतिक दृष्टि से ये एक अहम बात है, क्योंकि पिछले साल भी ऑस्ट्रेलिया इस अभ्यास में शामिल होना चाहता था, लेकिन बताया गया कि भारत ने इनकार कर दिया। इस साल भारत और ऑस्ट्रेलिया दोनों का ही चीन के साथ तनाव चल रहा है, और तब चारों क्वाड देश एक साथ चीन के पड़ोस में सैन्य अभ्यास करेंगे। इसके क्या मायने हैं, हमने बातचीत की है ऑस्ट्रेलिया के नेशनल सिक्योरिटी कॉलेज के डॉक्टर डेविड ब्रूस्टर से, जो भू राजनीतिक विशेषज्ञ हैं। वेलकम टू SBS हिंदी डॉक्टर ब्रूस्टर। यू मस्ट हैव हर्ड दैट ऑस्ट्रेलिया इज रिटर्निंग टू मालाबार नेवल एक्सरसाइज। हाउ डू यू सी दिस डेवलपमेंट?
Yes, well, the announcement came through last night that India had agreed to Australia's participation in the Malabar naval exercises along with the United States and Japan. So these are long-running naval exercises that were originally just between India and the United States. And in 2007, they also included Australia and Japan. And since that time, Australia has not participated. I think there's been a few changes in recent times that have caused Australia India to want Australia's participation, most particularly the events in the Himalayas this year when the border clash between India and China.
But don't you think this is quite a bold statement against China, considering recent tensions with China on both fronts, that is, India and Australia?
Well, it's really just, I suppose, part of the Quad relationship between India and Australia and the United States, Japan, which is essentially designed to balance against China's growing assertiveness in the region. So obviously the more assertive that China is in the region, and we've seen some quite a significant change in Chinese behavior throughout this year, including the border clashes in the Himalayas and Chinese trade sanctions against Australia. So the more China pushes its position and against or around the region, the more likely it is that countries like Australia and India and Japan and the United States will get together to try and balance that against that sort of behavior.
Do you reckon China can respond in some way?
To Australia's participation,
yes,
in Malabar.
Yes.
Yeah, no, look, I think, frankly, why should they care whether or not Australia, a couple of Australian naval ships participate in the exercise? We're US allies. We regularly exercise with the United States and Japan and India. So as a matter of substance, I'm not sure that anyone in Beijing should particularly care. I'm sure we'll hear complaints. It's certainly an important symbolic move from India's standpoint that they're getting a bit more serious in terms of working with other countries in the region to balance against China.
So what can be the implications in South China Sea?
It doesn't specifically affect the South China Sea, but it does indicate that right across the region, both in the Pacific and the Indian Ocean, that in the future, these four countries will work even more closely together to balance against any future assertiveness, whether that occurs in the South China Sea or the East China Sea or in the Himalayas or elsewhere in the region.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Brewster, for sparing time and sharing your views.
Okay, thank you very much. Goodbye.
Goodbye.